anyone picking up Terry Francona's book looking for 300 pages of inside dirt on the Red Sox owners and players will be disappointed.
What was your thinking? Was it, hey, you know, the money, the revenge, setting the record straight, all of the above?
Oh boy, I hope not revenge.
The book is about baseball, his love for the game, including his time at the majors.
I thought I was a hot shot. I thought I'd make a ton of money, you know, retire on my own terms, win a batting title. And my rookie year, I hurt my knee. And 2 years later, I hurt my other knee. So from there, I was hanging on. And I was a journeyman, which is another way of saying I'm not very good.
You had a ton of injuries back then. I mean, you admit back then,
right.
you started taking painkillers then.
Oh, yeah. And then in 2002, everything kind of went haywire. You know, I had the blood clots and the pulmonary embolism and the staff, and it really aged me.
You almost
me
lost a leg.
Yeah, and you know what? So many times those stories are exaggerated.
Yeah.
I think this one was probably downplayed because it was in the off season. Not a lot of people saw me. I probably should have died or at least lost a leg.
Terry Francona made a lot of friends going up the baseball ladder, and it wasn't long before he found himself on the short list to replace outgoing Sox manager Grady Little in 2003. But getting there was a long and drawn-out process.
That story of you going down to Palm Beach to meet John Henry and waiting for him for an hour, it's like an episode of Downton Abbey or something. You know?
Yeah, I was...
Sees you for 10 minutes?
Yeah, it was different. I mean, I was panicked. I was nervous to begin with because I knew how important it was. And I kept waiting and waiting, and I kept looking at my notes. And then he came out, and he was kind of hunched over, and he obviously wasn't feeling well. And it didn't last very long. And then I didn't know if I offended him. I didn't know if he wanted to, you know. I just didn't know. And then, you know, I talked to Theo later. And he goes, hey, I heard it went great.
The 04 season got off to a slow start. But as the summer crept on, the Sox edged closer and closer, finally clinching the wild card. Then came the 7-game American League Championship Series with the Yankees.
Creeping through that comeback, you know, down 3 games. What was that like?
It was actually really fun. When we did win, it was great. But when everybody was pouring champagne and everything, about 10 minutes into it, I'm like, okay, what's next? So for me, the journey was the fun part.
Francona says it was after the second World Series win in 07 that things started to sour. The owners, he says, were focused on marketing, commercialism, making the game more exciting for fans. And he says that 08 start in Japan was a disaster.
I was miserable, and I was grumpy.
Still, the fans kept coming. The Red Sox front office bragged record attendance and season sellouts. And things were looking good for the team as summer turned to fall in 2011. Then...
I mean, everybody analyzed the 2011 collapse 6 ways to Sunday. Was there a reason?
There's a few reasons. One is a couple were our pitching wasn't very good, especially in September. And our offense was wildly inconsistent. And then to be honest with you, and this is my responsibility, the good teams handle frustration, and we didn't.
And if the collapse wasn't bad enough, a front page Boston Globe story put more meat on the bones, saying Francona was distracted by his marriage breakup, was addicted to painkillers, and allowed chicken and beer in the clubhouse while games were still in play.
A lot of stuff we talked about was off the record, got in the story. So it was a fiasco all the way around for me.
I'm going to say you were obsessed figuring out who did this. You wanted the owners to figure it out. Who
no,
talked to
I wouldn't
Bobble?
Say that.
You wanted to know.
Yeah, I didn't say obsessed.
I did.
Yeah, no. I did want to know. I was hurt, and I thought it was wrong. But what I wanted the owners to do was care as much about me as they seemed to be caring about maybe how they were being perceived. But it's not a real good feeling to go through like being vindictive.
Do you think you know who did it?
No, I really don't. And I never thought it was the owners. And I told Larry that.
So would you ever come back here? Can you imagine a scenario where Boston...
I can't imagine that. And it doesn't mean I didn't love it here. It's just probably not... I had 8 years here. In baseball, that's like dog years in Boston. So it takes a toll on you. And now it's somebody else's turn.
And so it is. Terry Francona's one-time pitching coach, John Farrell, starts his stint as manager this spring. Emily Rooney, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.